Just count to 10.
Could you possibly just count, say a few words into the...
Well, would you like to ask the questions first, and I can go on?
It is, it is rich.
Okay,
well,
just listen to it in case you want to do
anything. No, it's fine. As long as this is going, it's fine.
Okay.
Right, this is an interview with Mr. Tony Hyde, who is the younger brother of Mr. Tom Hyde, Colonel Tom Hyde.
No,
Captain Tom Hyde, who was killed in Spain in February 1936, fighting with the Bandera Irlandesa. Mr. Hyde, why do you think your brother went to Spain?
Oh, he was an idealist and a good... He must have said to one of my sisters, funny enough, there's a priest in America who told me this afterwards. He said that it was, my sister was in America at the time, and I think she was very close to her. And he said to her, the priest said to me anyway, he must have said to her, that he said that his mother would have liked him to go. Because he was very attached to my mother, and my mother attached to him. Actually, I would say that he was her favourite in the family, you know.
And had she died?
Oh, she had died some years before that. Good, quite a few years before that.
And how many of you, how many children were there?
There were 10 living. But I believe there were a lot more than that actually born. But there were 6 sons and 4 daughters that I knew of, that I knew, that reached manhood and womanhood, you know.
And was Tom then...
Tom was about the...
first or second?
Tom was the fourth.
Fourth?
He was the fifth, actually. He was the fifth son.
So how much older than you?
Younger. I'd say he was... I had hoped to have his birth the actual true age last night, but I wasn't able to get it. I'd say he was about 38. He was about 38 would be, I think, about 7 years, six, about 6 years.
And he was 38 when he went with O'Duffy?
Huh?
He was 38 years old
about,
when
about
he went?
37, I think.
So he was already middle-aged, really, by the standards of those days.
That's right, 37.
And you think he went because of religion, of...
More because of the cause. He believed in it, you know, and he said that he thought his mother would like him to go.
The cause was, you think, Christianity, or...?
Yes, he would have believed in it, or he would. He was a very good living man. He would definitely have had the religious aspect of it, you know, as well. Because at the time, it's amazing the way things change. History is so complete, can be so completely wrong. I remember vividly all the English papers publishing the Daily Express I was getting at the time. And every day they had a list of atrocities that were being perpetrated by the so-called, now the so-called Republicans, you know. And, of course, the actual fact of it, they had, it's amazing the way it changed. So they're called Republicans. At that time, they had actually seized power. There was a socialist government in power, and there was a communist party in the Dáil, at least in the parliament at the time. And they were told... I remember one instant they told one of the prominent members of the government wanted us to do something, and he said, no, he wouldn't do what he said, you'll pay for it. And he was shot that night by the communists, and they took over. And the atrocity that they perpetrated was absolutely terrible. And the Daily Express published them every day for a length of time, and were advocating a volunteer brigade in England, even, you know, to go to the other...
I know, I never knew that.
Yeah, although I might be slightly wrong on that now, but I have that impression in the back of my mind.
Yeah,
yeah. I remember there was at least one retired general who said it.
In England, yes.
You know?
But the object, the point in a sense, here in Ireland was, of course, were that the victims of the atrocities were often priests and nuns. Now, were you and your brother aware of that?
Well, I was aware that it had happened here, yes. But you mean in Spain? Oh, yes, they were published. It was published in the paper. Yeah. I remember one of them vividly, of an elderly nun, 70 years of age, and she'd been stripped naked, and they're firing shots at her feet to make her dance. And she was 70 years of age.
I've heard this story.
And she fell. And there was a young officer there in the regular army.
Yes.
He took off his coat and threw it on top of her, and they shot him.
Yes, this was supposed to have taken place in Valencia.
Yeah,
yes.
Yes. And every day they published, every day they had them, you know.
Yes.
And then suddenly, stop. There wasn't another mention of it. I think that was when it became clear that the Italians and the Germans were helping the Franco side.
Yes.
That changes the position altogether from the English point of view.
Yes.
Yes, but it's easy to understand it.
Yes.
But
yes.
That changed the position altogether. But it does annoy me, really annoys me at the same time you hear them talking. Even my own son, my eldest son, Niall, he talks about the Republicans, you know. And he's quite obviously was against Franco. He's quite obviously against Franco. But they believed, you see, that Franco was fighting against an established government, which was completely wrong.
Yeah.
The communists had taken over the government from the socialists.
Yeah.
And the socialists hadn't the strength or didn't have the power to stand up against them.
And your brother, you think, when he went to Spain, you say he was an idealist and he was aware that the church was being persecuted.
Oh, we were very, very familiar with it.
And did he remember that the church was persecuted in Ireland for many centuries? And did he think of that, do you think?
I doubt it. I doubt it. No, I'd say that they were just concentrating on what was happening at the time.
You know?
And O'Duffy then, he was very friendly with O'Duffy.
Yes.
And O'Duffy started.
How did he meet O'Duffy, do you know?
Pardon?
How did he meet O'Duffy?
The Blue Shirts, as it was called.
I see.
You know,
so Tom had joined the National Corporate Party.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, my brother was in that and firmly believed in it.
Yes.
In the National Corporate Party.
Sure.
And he had a very great contempt for politicians. But he had met them, of course, and had a fair share to do with them. But he certainly had no admiration for them, you know. He was a firm believer in the Corporatist Party.
So he had fought with Collins and O'Duffy during the Civil War?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. He was wounded.
He was wounded in the Civil War.
He advanced from Dublin to Cork. And in Limerick he was in charge of an outside party in the army. What do you call it? The wing party in the army, you know. And they were cut off by as they were called at the time, the irregulars.
Ah, they were flanking movement. Flanking,
And they were cut off by them.
Yeah.
And and he had a machine gun, I remember. I think he had a commission at the time. But they had a machine gun, and he had, I remember we were going to see the place afterwards where they had been more or less wrong, and he had a machine gun. And one of the irregulars showed himself, he stood up in the wall, and he had the machine gun on him, but he couldn't fire. He did fire then at the ditch. He blew the suds off the ditch at his feet. And a couple of minutes afterwards, possibly the same fella shot him. He was shot in the side. He didn't know. The bullet went in his side and got the first medical attention. They got was Dr. Tom O'Higgins, who was afterwards minister in the Fine Gael government.
Yes, yes.
He was the man who came along. And I remember my brother, afterwards, my brother said to him, am I going to kick the bucket? And he gave him no answer, because he didn't know. He didn't know where the bullet had gone to. But as it happened, apparently it came out. It must have didn't go into, it came out again, you know. But he went on from there then. He was in charge in Mill Street, which was a very, very hot spot at that time, you know. But when he was killed, they were paying tribute to him in the county council. The county council.
And tell me, would I be correct in assuming that your family were all pro-treaty and they were
yes.
and Cumhernahidal voters?
Oh, absolutely.
Cosgrave supporters through the 20s and 30s.
All the way through, yeah.
And as you say, Tom had been. Were you yourself a blue shirt and
No, I wasn't. I wasn't at the time. I was. I was courting at the time.
So you had other things to do.
Yeah. Anyway, to be quite true, be quite honest, I wasn't quite in favour of O'Duffy at that time, because what he was preaching to the blue shirts was very little different to what De Valera was preaching, you know. O'Duffy definitely was rather extreme. But getting right to town, the council meeting, one of the Fianna Fáil deputies in the council who had been fighting had been one of the leaders of the anti-treaty people in the North Cork area where my brother was, he said that when the surrender came, that they went from many miles around to surrender to my brother, because they knew they were being treated so well.
He seems to have been tremendously popular.
He was.
He seems to have been genuinely popular amongst the men in Spain.
He would have been.
I've read accounts of the time in Spain when they were all in Spain together. Mm-hmm. And it was a terrible tragedy that he was killed so early because they all missed him.
Yes.
There was even one agent provocateur who was a member of the brigade, who was actually IRA. He was planted by the IRA in the brigade. Even he, in his account, speaks very highly of Tom Hyde.
Yeah.
And he didn't speak highly of anybody else.
Yeah. Oh, he was an idealist, there's no doubt about it. You know, but he was very straight. I remember hearing a story one time. He was in charge in Dungarvan for a time.
Uh-huh.
And he had a prisoner. They had an anti-treaty prisoner, you know, in the barracks. And he was drinking in a pub or something, and somebody said something about him. He was anxious to meet him or something. So he would drop and he brought down to the pub, you know, to the night drinking. And I remember bringing him over and shopping down the corridor one morning. I was going back to school. And the lorry put up outside the door. We bought possibly about 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I saw the soldiers and the civilian, and they came in to the shop, into the public house, and they said, I remember my brother said, Tom was obviously in charge, and he said to the civilian, what will you have, Jim? And Jim said, I'd have a bottle of stout, Tom. He was the prisoner, Jim.
Yeah. Now you.
We'll just stop it there because he's coming to the
oh right, seat. Okay, fine. We'll pause and.
Is this all right to be hanging?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay.
You said that you yourself didn't quite agree with what O'Duffy was doing.
Well, I mean, what he was saying. What he was saying was very much like what De Valera was saying. You know, but...
So you weren't tempted to go to Spain yourself?
Oh, Lord, no. I know I had a young family at the time.
Ah.
I had a young family at the time.
Right. Right. Well, that certainly counted you out.
Yeah.
So, Tom, did he help to recruit any of
no,
the...
No, he
didn't.
No, as a matter of fact, he discouraged several lads from here.
Really?
They could have gone afterwards. There was a ship went afterwards, but he was going by boat.
Yes, I think he went from
passenger boat.
Yes, he went by ferry to Liverpool.
Top team or something went down. You know,
yeah.
But there was a brother-in-law of mine who was very keen to go, and he stopped him.
And what was his name?
Brendan Forrest. And actually, he went to he was going afterwards then in the ship that went from Galway.
Yes.
And he got appendicitis.
Ah.
Shortly, 2 days before that, maybe a week or so before that.
Ah.
And was in hospital, you know.
So he never did go?
So he never did go, no.
Why did Tom discourage young men from going?
Well, he wouldn't have the responsibility of it,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
And another point about he being killed so early on, I suppose in a way it could have been, a blessing. As far as the others were concerned, because I remember he saying to me that they were going for 6 months.
That's right.
But he said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm there for the duration.
However long the war lasts.
As long it lasts. And that would have meant that he would probably have split
That's
know?
Right. Some did, you see.
There would have been an awful lot of them.
Yes, about 10 did stay.
Yeah. There would have been a lot. If he had stayed, there would have been a lot.
A lot stayed with him. A lot stayed with him.
A lot of them would have stayed.
I see your point.
Yeah.
Did the people who did want to go and Tom discouraged, who encouraged them in the first place to go, do you think?
Just the publicity. It got tremendous publicity here.
Yes, that's right.
The atrocities.
Yes.
Against the churches.
Yes.
And against the nuns and the priests.
Of course.
Got tremendous publicity here, you know.
And did the priests themselves say anything in the pulpit, or did they encourage anyone?
I don't think so.
No.
I can't remember that they did, you know. They would have talked privately.
Privately.
Most people were talking privately about it. Everybody was talking about it. You know, the atrocities were being published at the time were so terrible.
Of course. Do you think now, looking back on your brother's death, I mean, you obviously consider that he died for a good cause.
He did, yeah.
Do you think, however, that perhaps more people should recognise this than in fact do? People in Ireland, say, for example, do you think that more people in Ireland should recognise that he died for a good cause?
Oh, they did at the time, definitely.
Yes.
Very much so. It got tremendous publicity at the time.
Yes.
You know, I remember a bishop up the country referring to it, you know.
Since then.
But do you think since, in the years since, they've had...
People forget those things very quickly, you know. But I mean, there are cases I know where some old person will tell me now that they have his photograph.
They've kept his photograph?
Yeah, they got it at the time off the paper or something.
And
you know?
Cut it out of the paper?
Yeah.
During the obituary?
At the time,
yeah.
And... you know that I was remembered for years, but of course at the present time, even the local trouble here and Fight for Freedom was forgotten.
There was a mass, of course. There was a requiem mass in the Pro Cathedral in Dublin a week or so after he was killed. And many, many hundreds of people went, including a few dozen TDs, went to the Mass.
I had forgotten that, actually, if I ever knew it.
Yes. Because there were two killed. There was a man called Tom Shute.
That's right.
Was killed alongside
from
him.
From Kerry.
Yeah.
He was from Kerry. Yeah. And of course, the tragic part about it is they were killed by...
That's right.
Franco forces.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Not a mistake. I was talking to Dalton.
That was a mistake on the Spanish side, I think.
Well, it was a mistake. It's hard to know what the mistake was, as I could say, on both sides, because even Dalton then, who was in charge, said to me afterwards, of course, he said the mistake was, he said, we should have exchanged officers the day before, the night before.
Yes.
He said, we should have had an officer with them and they should have had an officer with us.
Yes, a bad liaison.
Yeah, and he said that he himself was criticised because they advanced in battle formation.
Dalton was criticised.
Yeah, he told me himself that he was criticised for that.
Yes.
But he said the reason he did so was because there was hostile aircraft in the area.
But also, this is a theory of mine, Mr. Hyde, there were international brigade in the area too. There was infiltration from the enemy.
Yeah.
And the enemy could very well have been speaking English.
Yes.
Because the international brigade were not far away.
That's right.
So my theory, which may not be correct, but I'm going to try it on you. My theory is that the Spanish soldiers, who were from the Canary Islands, as you probably know, they heard English accents
or British
voices being spoken. And they thought that maybe they were confronting the international brigade.
Although there was a Spanish-speaking officer.
That's right.
Killed. Shot by them too.
That's right.
When he was one of the fellows that went down with O'Sullivan.
That's right. I think they must have been very nervous.
And he said, you see, the 13th Bandera Foreign Legion, and there was no 13th Bandera.
Ah.
Until then.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That possibly put him off.
Possibly.
You know?
Possibly.
But of course, from a military point of view, the main mistake was that they should have exchanged personnel the day beforehand.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Now, looking back on it now, it's more than 50 years ago all these things happened. Do you think O'Duffy himself, as a person, and his crusade in Spain, do you think that's had enough recognition from historians and from the state, from politicians, and maybe even from the church?
Of course, the government were completely against O'Duffy.
Yes.
You see. I wouldn't say, if anything, oh no, should they come back, they were searched and treated and everything else. They were searched, and even this fellow, I remember one chap coming off the boat, as a keepsake, he had a revolver, but he had it in his finger, you know, to show it to them. And he was arrested. You see, they were very scared that they were coming in with arms, that they were going to start the revolution in the country, because an awful lot of people believed, you see, that was O'Duffy's intention.
Yeah. But you yourself, you presumably, politically, since then, you've been more or less, as it were, supporting what has generally been the opposition party.
Fine Gael. Fine Gael, yes. Well, we were always Fine Gael from 1919.
And you still are, presumably.
Still am.
Yes.
Well, I am. I'm not...
Active.
I'm not... Oh, no. If there was a local man now in the town going for one of the other parties, I'd nearly give him number one.
Why not?
You know?
Why not?
Because I knew him. And
sure.
An awful lot of people in Ireland at the moment will vote. Of course, you still have the diehards on both sides. But an awful lot of people who vote for the fellow they think would be more useful to themselves.
Yeah.
You know. But
now, can I ask you, do you recognise your brother on this picture? Is he there, do you think?
Doesn't mean that.